Joining us on the post-game show now is assistant coach Jason Becker. It's his team wins 4-2 to here, a nice bounce back for the V's. And Jason, after being shut out, I don't think you could dream a better first period. The next game scoring 4 goals in that first period inside the first 19 minutes. What'd you like about the start for your hockey team?
Well, we got like the energy that we came out with tonight, and you know, there was a mentality that we were going to be shooters tonight and not passers, and that was very evident in the first period with the 19 shots. And you know, we were able to, you know, catch a couple opportunities where the puck was in the net, and whenever you can get it in early, it builds the guys' confidence. And yeah, we could see that early in the game, and the guys just kept rolling and kept feeding off the shots on net there. And you know, it was kind of that roller coaster ride in the second period where we got away. Our shot attempts were still there, but we were missing the net. And when you miss the net, you know, especially here in Mayer with the bounces that you get, that puck bounces quickly and it turns into a transition real quick for the other team there. So you got like the energy that we came out with in the first, and obviously in the second, you know, they had a push. And in the third, I like our business-like approach to the game there. We needed to just get back to the basics, making sure we hit the net, making sure we stayed with our structure. And sure enough, in the third period, we took control.
So we talked about, you expect a bit of a push in the second, business-like approach on the road in the third. You go back to that start, so you must have liked what you saw too. You talk about putting pucks on net. Simple plays too, off the rush, trying to create something. Clack goes 5-hole, then a rebound, he goes to the net. Weren't overly complicated plays, plays that you're probably preaching in practice being executed here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong that happens when a puck goes to the net. I always tell the guys there's three good things that'll happen. We're going to get an offensive zone faceoff, there's going to be a rebound, mm-hmm. or best case scenario, it's a goal.
Yeah.
And we saw all three of those happen frequently in the first period there. And you know, that's, we're going to have that mentality. In order for us to score goals, we're going to have to put a lot of pucks on net there. And it's not always going to be the pretty ones. It's the ones that are the rebounds or the pucks that are just sitting there or the net front battles where we're going to have to really bear down and bury the chances when we get. And I think tonight we did that. And against Nanaimo, obviously, you know, we had 10 more shots than we did tonight and we came up with nothing. But tonight I thought our shooting was a little more precise and just a little more with a mindset of we need to hit the net, we need to get pucks to the net all night long.
See Chris Clack at 2 in the first, hardworking play. He's got 3 now in his last 3 games, going back to Friday. Ben Berard snaps a long goalless drought. Kenny Johnson, his first career goal from the blue line. Got to be happy to see that depth scoring here tonight in a game you probably needed it as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Clacker's had, you know, we've been on him to shoot the puck some more and go to the net some more. And, you know, with that comes reward. And we can see it in the last 3 games with him. And, it's nice to see Ben get rewarded for his hard work. You know, that he works very hard. He's great without the puck. And when he gets those chances with the puck, he's going to have to bury his chances. And tonight we saw the speed that he's got, that he possesses, and going wide and taking the puck to the net on a hard play. You know, it takes a lot of courage to go to the net like that with the puck. And full marks to him. And yeah, obviously nice to see the D-man obviously get a goal there too. And you know, it was off a delayed penalty. Kenny made a good read there, joined the rush, and was able to, you know, get his stick on the puck. And you know, lucky for us and for him, puck went in the net.
So your power play kind of was 2 power play goals, 2 delayed penalties that turned into goals tonight. Defensively, pretty sound tonight. You know, a couple merit goals we saw from plays being in merit, but didn't give a lot in front of your net. Must have been pretty happy how you protected that area from the top of the circles down to the goal line.
Yeah, it's an area that the guys really take to heart, and defending, that's how we're going to win, and we're going to hopefully limit teams, their opportunities and their chances. And when we do that, we give ourselves a much better chance, as you know. And it's something, like I said, that they take the heart, they take good pride in, you know, the shots against and the goals against here. And when you get buy-in from all 6-7 guys from the back end there, that it's contagious. And the forwards do their job too of understanding the rink and merit here. And it's only my second game, and it's there's never the same bounce twice here, so you have to be on your toes and you have to be ready to defend inside the dots or that house area that everyone talks about. And you know, our guys have really battled hard, and it was nice to see Hildy get a regulation time win here, and he didn't have to work any overtime tonight. And you know, full credit to him there, he stood his ground there, had some big saves in both the second and third period that kept the score as is.